before you your face. I stand for your grace. Take your people to a state of fruitful life. Restore your church again, oh Lord. Pass your people once again. Oh, with your precious holy hand. Tired servants, and the wounded soldiers, oh, our man, in your precious healing hand. Oh, we need the power of the cross, oh, the only source for us. When we stand down, facing final, final crimes, oh, your people once again, oh, with your precious holy hand, oh Lord, we pray, may your kingdom shine upon this earth. Temporary, oh, but to restore authority and power, let the mighty Russian wind blow. Oh, touch your people once again. Touch your people. Touch your people once again. Oh Lord. With your precious holy hand. We pray. May your kingdom shine upon this earth. For temporary, oh Lord, but to restore authority and power, let your mighty rushing wind blow. Oh, touch your people once again.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, how many feel the presence of the Holy Spirit this hour?
Amen.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It is not the number, but the Spirit of God amongst His people. Amen. If somebody is standing somewhere, he would think the whole house is full.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
But it's the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, that is doing His own work.
Amen.
It shows that the presence of the Lord is here. because he's a God of life.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Touch your people once again tonight, Amen. Lord. With your precious holy hands, we pray.
Amen.
May your kingdom shine upon this earth.
Amen.
Shine upon your bride.
Amen.
Through a living, glorious church. As we stand at your presence this evening, Lord. Not for something temporary. Oh, praise the Lord. Because we need something eternal. But to restore authority and power. That the mighty rushing, like a mighty rushing wind blowing
Amen.
Tonight, Lord, and touch your people once again. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, that's our prayer tonight, Lord.
Amen.
That, Father, your presence we know is already here.
Amen.
Because, Lord, you have given us that promise and assurance that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in their midst.
Amen.
Oh, to do what? To quicken them. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for tonight.
Amen.
Lord, you know your children, they've come. And Father, it is by your own grace.
Amen.
And you say, blessed are they that, Lord, you have chosen. And you have caused to approach unto you. Lord, you said, oh, they will be satisfied with the goodness of your house. Lord, tonight, that's what we are looking for, God. The Lord Jesus, the purpose for which, Lord, you made this day. That for your children must be glad and rejoice in it. That's why we're here tonight, Lord. Touch your people once again tonight. The Holy Spirit touching each and everyone. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, God. Oh, blessed be your name. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God richly bless you, musicians. God richly bless you,
Amen.
Saints. God richly bless you, the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God bless you, sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
Oh, how many are glad to be in his presence tonight. Amen. Let me just read something. It's not our text, but let me read something from Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, before we read our text for tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Let's read something from Isaiah 45, reading from the 19th verse. He said, I have not spoken in secret,
Amen.
In dark place of the earth.
Amen.
I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain.
Amen.
I am the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Ah, is he not blessed?
Amen.
He has not spoken in secret places.
Amen.
Or in dark places.
Amen.
And he has never told us that we should seek him in vain.
Amen.
That means when we seek him, we shall find him. Because he said, I have spoken in righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourself as we have come tonight,
Amen.
Lord. Assemble yourself together. Draw near together. Ye that are escaped from the nations. Ye that are escaped from the corruption of this
Amen.
World.
Hallelujah.
Always bring gather together.
Amen.
Assemble yourself together.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
They have no knowledge. You see, those people, they have no knowledge.
Amen.
That set up the wood of their graven image.
Amen.
And prayed unto a God that cannot save.
Amen.
Oh, my brother, my sister. Tonight, the church is a time for us to meet. But the Lord bless us many that were not able to come for good reasons, and even for those which were not able to come. May the Lord just quicken them.
Amen.
We pray for them tonight. We Because the Lord wants us to assemble ourselves together if we have truly escaped from the corruption of this world. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who had declared this from ancient time? Who had told it from that time? Have not I the Lord?
Amen.
And there is no God else beside me. A just God and a Savior. There is none beside me.
Amen.
He said, look unto me. Whom are you looking unto tonight?
Amen.
Look unto me and ye be saved.
Amen.
All the ends of the earth. For I am God.
Amen.
And there is none. Amen.
He
said, I've sworn by myself.
Amen.
I've sworn by myself.
Amen.
Look unto me. I've never told you to seek me that will be in vain.
Amen.
You seek me sincerely from your heart, you will find me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for tonight. And we believe that he's already here.
Amen.
Said the Lord will not forsake them that seek him. Amen. That's Psalm 9:10. He said he will never... will never forsake them that seek him. And blessed are they that keep his testimonies, that they seek him with the whole of their heart.
Amen.
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 We are still on our holy, the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And we shall turn to John 14:15-19. And tonight our topic is Holy Ghost, the Comforter.
Amen.
Holy Ghost,
amen.
The Comforter.
Amen.
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 Let's read John 14:15-19. Let's hear the word of God. If ye love me, keep my commandments. If ye love me, keep my commandments.
Amen.
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter.
Amen.
That he may abide with you forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive.
Amen.
Because he seeth him not,
amen.
Neither knoweth him.
Amen.
But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you,
hallelujah.
And shall be in you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you.
Amen.
Amen. Yet a little while, the world seeth me no more. But ye see me.
Amen.
Because I live.
Amen.
Ye shall live.
Amen.
Also.
Amen.
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 Oh, what great word.
Amen.
From the Lord himself.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads again. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight. It is yet another grace, Lord, for us to be in your presence. Father, we thank you. We've read your word.
Amen.
And your word is so great.
Hallelujah.
Your word is life.
Amen.
Father, we know what we have read right now, oh God.
Hallelujah.
It is life.
Amen.
So, Lord, tonight we ask the Holy Spirit, the Comforter,
amen.
Oh Lord, to take these words. And once again, Lord, let it be a life word of God unto us. That, Father, there will be a place in us already prepared to receive your word of God. That, Lord Jesus, the word that is a seed, Lord. Oh, Lord, it will grow in us to bear the fruits of the Spirit of God. Because, Lord, it is by our fruits that, Lord, you said we glorify you. Father, whom should we glorify? Lord, it is you that we need to glorify,
amen.
God. Father, speak to us tonight and bless your word,
amen.
And make it alive unto us, even as we remember, Lord, our brethren who are not here, Lord Jesus. You know how, God, to touch each and everyone. Touch them wherever they are, Lord Jesus. And let them be, oh God, be partakers, Lord, of whatever you have for us tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with our thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? And God richly bless you. Holy Ghost, the Comforter. He said, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Brethren, this is a strong word. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And what will I do? When you keep my commandments, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Comforter. Amen. Amen. That means Jesus himself was the Comforter.
Amen.
He will bring you another Comforter. That he may abide with you forever. That's a promise. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's a promise. And all his promises has never failed.
Amen.
You know, this question of the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, Joel prophesied it. The Spirit of God, the Word of God came to Joel, Prophet Joel, and he prophesied. And when Jesus came, he confirmed it.
Amen.
That if you will what? Keep my commandments. I will never leave you comfortless.
Amen.
If you keep his commandment, he will never leave you comfortless.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive.
Amen.
My brother, look at these things closely.
Amen.
The world can never receive this Comforter.
Amen.
But the scripture says, we have not received the spirit of this world.
Amen.
But we have received the Spirit of God.
Amen.
The Spirit of adoption.
Amen.
As children of God.
Amen.
Then, my brother, my sister, we got to prove it.
Amen.
The world cannot receive it. Because it seeth him not. And they know, and neither knoweth him. But you know him.
Amen.
For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
Amen.
My brother, we know him.
Amen.
It's a great challenge to you and me. We know him. And as much has been given to us, much is required from us. We know him. Because the prophet said, the Holy Spirit, it comes by what? The message of your age. It comes by what? The message, the word. That has been allotted to your age.
Amen.
That is only through that you can receive the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And we have known him. We have received him.
Amen.
Because the message of the hour, that's what we are feeding upon. Brethren, we don't have any excuse.
Amen.
No excuse.
Amen.
Even those in the world, the Bible says, they don't have even excuse.
Amen.
Because the things of this world shows that there is what? A God somewhere. Brethren, the Holy Ghost, I need it.
Amen.
You need it.
Amen.
Let us be sure that we have been what? Baptized by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That we have been filled by the Holy Spirit. Let us not just take it for granted.
Amen.
That we come to church every day. We are holding these message books. We know our prophet Malachi 4. My brother, that is not it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's turn to the same John 14. This time we read from 22 to 26. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, not Judas Iscariot, but Judas, whom is Judas? As the brother of James. He was also called Judas, the brother of James, and one of the disciples. So Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Why? We will see you. The world will not see you. A little while, the world will not see you, but you will see me. Because I'll be with you and I'll be in you. So, Lord, why? Why? You manifest yourself to us, but not to the world. Oh, brother, what a privilege. That's our situation we are in now.
Amen.
What a privilege that there are chosen people. That the Lord has said he will present to himself. And so he revealed himself to them. Why, Lord, you said, you see, the world for the world. Oh, my. This is a really good question that Judas asked Jesus Christ. And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. Praise the Lord. If a man loves me, he will keep my words. All these things, brethren, when you read, when you hear, the first thing, begin to ask yourself and be sincere to give an answer to the question that comes. Do I keep his words? Do I? Because we are looking for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, my brother. And he cannot just give it to anyhow. So you ask yourself, do you keep his word? I'm asking myself, do I keep the words of God? If any man love me, he will keep my words. So keeping his word shows that you love him. Oh, do you love the Lord? Oh, yes. Oh, I love the Lord. He is my personal savior. You know, he went to Calvary and died for me and all this. Oh, you said, oh, I love him. My brother, it is not that. The mouth can say whatever he wants to say. But the thing is, do you keep his word? That's the most important thing. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him.
Amen.
You see, it is keeping his word that will bring what? The baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Upon you.
Amen.
Keeping his word. Already we started with what? The manifestations of the word of the Spirit. And we saw that the manifestations, it's fine, it's all right, yes. We need it in the church. But that's not the evidence.
Amen.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And we talk about somebody like Balaam, who had all the manifestations. He had real good manifestations.
Amen.
But all what he did was that he tried to find what? Fault with the children of God.
Amen.
He was chasing what? The wages of unrighteousness to curse the children of God. There was no love in him.
Amen.
If we shall keep his word, then He will come and abide in us. Amen. We see the song, he abides, hallelujah, he abides with me. Are you sure? Are you sure? 24. He that loveth me, not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear. Oh, hold on. He that loveth me. Okay. But the print I'm reading from my listening. Okay. Let me go back to the Bible. I think I made the John 14. John 14 from 22 to 26. He that loveth me and not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen. So, my brother, if the Comforter, you've received it, even the question of, I've forgotten, is not there. Because it is there always to keep what? To bring remembrance unto you. Amen. Amen. The prophet says something. You know, the prophet met a certain minister, a Baptist minister. Let us just go through what happened, the episode that went between them. Let's just listen to what happened. It's the message book, The Harvest Time, preaching Phoenix, 1964. He said, I was discussing the Trinity with a Baptist minister the other night, and I told him it was only a theology. And there was another little minister there from the seminar, and he said, well, Mr. Branham, you are trying to make people believe an apostolic religion. Huh? And the prophet said, certainly, the only one there is.
Amen.
Amen. Apostolic religion. The prophet said, certainly, that is the only one that there is.
Amen.
Only one, that's apostolic religion.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. And then he said, sir, where did you go to school at? He was asking the prophet, where did you go to school at? I said, on my knees.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Where did you go to school?
Yeah.
On my
Amen.
Knees.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. He said, see, that's where I got not theology.
Yeah.
See? He didn't get theology. But he got what? Neology.
Amen.
Neology.
Amen.
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 My brother, let's go to the school of neology. Neology.
Amen.
Not
Amen.
Theology.
Amen.
Some seminary dead school.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Neology. Let's be on our knees. The school of neology.
Amen.
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 And let's remain there. He said, I said, that's where I found him.
Amen.
Neology, the school of neology, I found him.
Amen.
Oh, my brother,
Amen.
If we shall go down on our knees,
Amen.
Oh, we will surely see him also.
Amen.
I like the prophet. Amen.
Amen.
He can really give you very good answers
Amen.
To whatever question that you ask. It is only what? It's all the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God in a man answering, because he said, I will give you a mouth. That what the world have no gainsaying. They can never even challenge it. They will have nothing to what to challenge. Just like Jesus Christ, the way how he talks. Amen. He answers the people. Amen. Is it right for us to pay tribute to Caesar? He saw their mind.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, give me a coin. Whose superscription is on it?
Amen.
He said, Caesar, give unto Caesar that Caesar's.
Amen.
According to the Bible, he said, the people, the answer was so, it hit them.
Amen.
That they could not say even one word. Said, this man, he really has what? Words. The word of God. Let's see what this minister said again. And he said, Mr. Branham, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, like they got on the day of Pentecost, you try to say that's today, that we can receive it also today. Hmm? Then the prophet said, the Bible said, sir, that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
That was Jesus Christ come on the day of Pentecost. Oh, yeah. He said, yeah, that's him come on the day of Pentecost. Yes, sir. He came, lived in them, notice, in the form of a person of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the person of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
As he understand the Godhead. Then the minister said, Mr. Branham, I give you to understand, I am from a certain school. He didn't want to mention, the prophet didn't want to mention the school here. Right? So I'm from a certain school, and we are trained. Then the prophet said, I hear your program all the time, see? He said, we are trained there, see? The baptism of the Holy Ghost is for the disciples only. A minister. A Baptist minister said the baptism of the Holy Ghost is for what? It's for the disciples only. And I said, the prophet said, the Bible said there was 120 in the upper room.
Amen.
Now, who is right? You or the word?
Amen.
Amen. He said it was for only what? The disciples, the apostles. Then, even the first one, he said, okay. On the day of Pentecost, there were 120. And so are you right or the word is right?
Amen.
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 And I said, then also, Philip went down and preached in Samaritans, to the Samaritans. And he baptized them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But the Holy Ghost had not come upon them yet, because Peter had the keys. So he sent up to Jerusalem and got Peter, who came down and laid hands upon them, and the Holy Ghost came upon them.
Amen.
The Bible said, the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
See, he was trying now, bringing out what? He said it's for only the disciples. Now the prophet was what? Bringing out what? Examples of many people that would receive the Holy
Amen.
Ghost. And he mentioned Cornelius. He mentioned Paul when you passed through Ephesus and saw those believers that he saw that there was something what wrong. Amen. Let me read that one. We find 30 years later, Paul, passing through the upper coast of Ephesus, finds some baptisms. Listen
Amen.
To how the prophet put it.
Amen.
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 He said, Paul saw some baptisms.
Amen.
Amen. He was talking to a Baptist minister.
Amen.
And he said, Paul, I said, passing the course of Paul finds some Baptist people
Amen.
Who was having a great revival. Great things were going on. They shouting, praising the Lord. And Paul visited the church where there about 20 people were attending, where Aquila and Priscilla
Amen.
Was attending the meeting. And there was Apollo, Apollos also, a converted lawyer. And they had a great joy and a great meeting.
Amen.
And Paul said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? See? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? The question is to you and me tonight. Amen. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Amen. They said, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? Then the prophet said, that was the question. Unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, we were baptized the same way the man that baptized Jesus, John. We've been baptized to John's baptism. See? He said, John only baptized unto repentance, not for the remission of sins. Amen. Amen. Why John's baptism was for repentance and not for remission of sins? It couldn't be remission of sins. Because the lamb has not yet been killed. Amen. The lamb had not yet been sacrificed. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so John's baptism was to what? To prepare the people. Amen. 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 For the coming of what? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because the lamb has to be what? Sacrificed before it can be what? For the remission of sins. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. And the time when Paul saw them, cried, the lamb has already been sacrificed. So they needed to move what? To the next. So where are you now? Amen. Do you need to move to the next? Then, my brother, don't waste time. Move to the next. Because there is nothing good in the world, in the outer court. You need to go into what? The Holy of Holies. Amen. The dwelling place of God. Amen. Before it was death to enter there. But now, when that price was paid. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, let's look at what the scripture that we read. The prophet himself read that one. He said, I will pray the Father, and he will send you another comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. He will abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. And he said, here today in this building, the prophet was saying, here today in this building. So let's make it here tonight. In this building. He said, right now. Ready. To fill any heart. The Holy Spirit is here. To fill any heart. That will empty out the world. Amen. That will empty out the world. Praise God. Our prayer is going to base on this. To empty out tonight. Hallelujah. Anything. See, my brother, we got to be sincere to ourselves. Amen. Because without this Holy Ghost, you can never enter into the kingdom of God. You can never enter into the kingdom of God without the Spirit of God in you. So tonight, as the prophet was saying, and he is here tonight in the building right now, ready to fill any heart that empty out the world. Amen. If we search ourselves and empty out anything that is not right. Amen. My brother, this is from the word from our prophet. If we empty out tonight, he said, Christ will come in the form of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And you will be saved. Amen. And you will have peace. He said, that's right. Amen. Ah. Then he quoted, yet a little while, the world seeth me no more. Amen. But ye will see me because I live and ye also live. Amen. Amen. My brother, tonight, let's empty out whatever is not right in our lives. Amen. Let's just empty them out. Amen. He said, the world cannot receive the Holy Spirit, the Word. You see, they cannot receive the word either. They cannot receive the Holy Spirit, they cannot receive the Word either. Because the Spirit and the Word are one.
Amen. See.
Now let's look at Judas' question again. Lord, how is it that thou will not manifest yourself unto us and not unto the world? Why? Because when the Comforter comes, is going to what? Is going to reprove.
Amen.
Sin.
Amen.
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 It's going to reprove sin. Let us read that from John 16. Let's read that from John 16. What the Comforter is coming to do. Comforter. From the word comfort.
Amen.
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 Ah. My wife's name. Amen.
Amen.
Comfort.
Amen.
Comes from the word comfort. Comforter. Let's turn to John 16. Reading from 8. And when he is come, that's the Comforter, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Three things. He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Then, coming to 9, he said of sin because they believed not on him.
Amen.
That's the way how the prophet arranged it. Answering the question of Judah. You see, when the Holy Ghost comes, it's going to reprove the world. You see. So the world cannot receive. The world cannot receive. Because the world, when we talk about the world is sin. And the Holy Ghost is coming to reprove
Amen.
The word, the world. Amen.
Amen.
He said, verse 9, of sin because they believe not in him.
Amen.
See? He came unto his own, but his own refused what? To accept him. After he had proven with miracles, with wonders, with signs, with the word itself. They refused what? To accept him.
Amen.
My brother, in our day, we have received the word.
Amen.
We have seen how this word came by the prophet
Amen.
Of our age with signs and wonders
Amen.
Following it.
Amen.
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 He said, because he is what? He will reprove the world because of sin. The sin is that they refuse to believe in him. And the same thing, my brother, we are in the same thing.
Amen. Amen.
The pillar of fire, we have seen it.
Amen.
Signs and wonders, we have seen them. Coming with what? The message of this hour. If we don't believe it, my brother, that means that we are of the world.
Amen.
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 Of sin. Because they refuse to accept him. And that's the same thing we are in also. And they did what? They crucified him.
Mm-hmm.
See? They crucified him. And today, is it not the same thing?
Amen.
We are also crucifying the word
Amen.
Afresh again by our unbelief.
Amen.
having heard, and yet not what? Believing. You are crucifying the word also. And then he said, the next one, he said, of righteousness. Because I go to my Father and ye see me no more, of righteousness. You prove the word of righteousness. Because he goes what? Because he goes unto the Father. Praise the Lord. Amen. He proved to be righteous. By way of what? That God himself said, I will not what? I will not allow my Holy One what? To see corruption. Amen. 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 So God himself said, I will not leave his soul. I will not leave his soul in hell. Neither will I suffer his Holy One to see corruption. Amen. Proving that he was righteous. And so what happened? He arose. It shows that he was without sin. He was not a righteous somebody. Amen. 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 You see, that is how our life must be what? Dictating to the world. Amen. That Christ is still alive. Amen. You see, our life will be reproving the world. Amen. We must reprove the world of sin. Amen. That we believe what? God. We believe Jesus Christ. And then by our life, we will be what? Showing the righteousness of God, of Christ. Amen. Your life will be reproving the world. When they see you, they see that no, somebody sees you and you can know that something is wrong with he himself. Somebody sees you and see that you are different. Amen. Your language, amen, your everything is different. Amen. You are reproving him. That is what we must be doing. That's what our life must be doing. Amen. Because then when the Comforter comes, he's going to reprove the world of sin. Amen. He's going to reprove the world of righteousness. Amen. Amen. So if it is in here, your life will be what? Will be doing the same thing, my brother, my sister. Praise the Lord. Amen. And of judgment. And of judgment. He said, and of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Amen. 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 Ah, God has made him what? Jesus what? Whom the world crucified. He has made him both the Lord and Christ. See? You've crucified him. But he has been made what? The Lord and Christ. Amen. 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 He holds the world. Amen. Praise God. Amen. My brother, my sister, let our lives be judging. Amen. Judging people. Amen. Our life judging people. Amen. Because when the Holy Ghost is in here, when the Comforter is in here, that's the work he's going to do. That your very life will be a challenge to someone.
Amen. Amen.
Then he will begin to come approach you, my brother.
Amen.
I see something different in you.
Well,
do you? I'm a Christian, but I see something more in you.
Amen.
Where do you fellowship?
Amen.
He said, follow me.
Amen.
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 A challenge. Judgment unto people. So that the ones that God has already called before the foundation of the world, they will follow you.
Amen.
They will see that, yeah, this is the light going. Let me follow that light. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
My brother, let us in our working places, in school,
Amen. In
our homes,
Amen.
In our vicinity, in everything. My brother, let the people know that we are a peculiar people.
Amen.
Peculiar people.
Hallelujah.
Amen. My brother, if you begin to, your neighbor, problem, your life will never be what? You will never judge him. Amen. To not reprove him. Praise the Lord. Brother, if there is any misunderstanding between you and anyone, whether in here or without, my brother, just go and what? Put everything right. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So that what you will do, it begins to what? Reprove the person.
Amen.
Even, see, your neighbor has done something. I don't know why I'm saying all this. Maybe your neighbor has done something that is what?
Amen.
Was really not right. Go to him, brother. I know that day, probably I said something. Please forgive me.
Amen.
I never want us to be like that. You are my neighbor, I'm your neighbor. Amen.
Amen.
Let's move on right. If I say something that is what was not right, please forgive me.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are reproving him.
Amen.
Your life is
Amen.
Showing something different.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's what when the comforter comes, it will be doing. And so if it is in here, because he said, I will tell my Father to send you another comforter. I will pray him. The world will not see me, but you will see me because I will be with you.
Amen.
I will be in you.
Amen.
And as long as I live, you also live.
Amen.
Amen. And so, when he said the prince of the world is judged, see, he's judged. And so that makes you and I, we have been exonerated. Praise the Lord. We are without what? Today, no, like then we sing that song. Today, no condemnation. Oh, praise the Lord. Abides to turn away my soul from his salvation. He's in my heart to stay. Oh, praise the Lord. And then he said, Satan will tell you, hey, you've sinned. There's no use to pray. I look
Amen.
Away to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And he tells me to say,
Amen.
I see a crimson stream of blood.
Amen.
It flows from Calvary.
Amen.
It waves through the throne of God.
Amen.
Oh, I'm sweeping over me.
Amen.
You say you've sinned. He said, hey, I've not sinned.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is what? Is our advocate.
Amen.
So the Holy Ghost also is what? Advocate.
Amen.
The Comforter, he's what? Advocate.
Amen.
And who is an advocate? Advocate is someone who what? He said, I look at the dictionary, I said, a person who pleads a case on someone else's behalf. See, he pleads your case. So when the enemy points at you, you have an advocate with
Amen.
Christ. Amen. Let's read that from the prophet here.
Amen.
As what is the Holy Ghost? 61.
He
said, what is the Holy Ghost? It's an advocate. What? He said, what is an advocate? What does it do?
Amen.
Make an advocate.
Amen.
It has mercy.
Amen.
It stands on
Amen.
Your praise.
Hallelujah.
It does things that you can't do.
Amen.
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 He said it makes intercessions for our ignorance.
Amen.
My brother, look at what the prophet is saying here.
Amen.
It makes what? An intercession for our ignorance. When we ignorantly stagger into something, then the advocate.
Amen.
Because when we do that, the enemy points at us. Then there is the advocate.
Hallelujah.
The comforter.
Amen.
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 He pleads on our behalf.
Amen.
Because he knows that we did it what? Ignorantly. Amen. So don't say that you have an advocate. And so you do anything. Oh, the advocate is there. You plead for me. If it is iniquity, it will not plead for you.
Amen.
Iniquity is what? Knowing what is good. And then still what? Doing. Know that this is wrong and you're still doing it. It will never plead for you.
Amen.
And meanwhile, it shows that even the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, has not come in yet.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But when we do things, that's what the prophet says, that it makes intercession for our ignorance.
Amen.
When we ignorantly stagger into something, the Holy Spirit there to intercede for us.
Amen.
He is our advocate. He stands there.
Amen.
He's our attorney.
Amen.
He stands there to and pleads for us.
Amen.
He don't plead for our he don't plead for ourselves. We don't plead for ourselves because the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, is what? Is the one that pleads for us.
Amen.
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 So, my brethren, of course, sometimes we do things ignorantly. Or sometimes we do things before even what? We come to awareness that, see, when the Comforter is here, when the Holy Ghost is here, when you do something which is what? It's not right. Immediately it tells you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Immediately it tells you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you begin to what? You go to what? Your school. In neology.
Amen.
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 You go to your school, the neology, and say, oh Lord, forgive me.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said the Holy Spirit giving utterances. Sometimes with the words you can't understand, as from the prophet. And he makes intercession for us. That's what the Holy Ghost is. See? And when you turn to Romans 8, 26 and 27, that's where the prophet was saying, the quote he was saying here, you can see it in Romans 8, 26, 27. And likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities.
Amen.
For we know not what we will pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
Amen.
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 Brethren, tonight it is outpouring. Outpouring. Whatever the Holy Spirit now will just convict you, will tell you, hey, this is wrong.
Amen.
Pour it out. Tonight, that's what we are going to pray. Pouring out all that we see that is not right in us. Amen.
Amen.
Let's watch it. The advocate will always will stand in and plead for you when it is something that you've staggered into what? Something what you never knew when you are ignorant of it. But if it's something that you know that is wrong, there is no advocate for you. My brother, let's take notice of that. Said, because the people before us did not have it that way, we have been privileged. My brother, the people before us, they never had it this way. He said, he stands by us, he is in us, he makes intercessions for us, the Holy Spirit constantly acting as an advocate for us at all times. Oh, how we thank God for that. That's from the prophet.
Amen.
See? We must thank God. And then he came here and said, the people before us did not have it the way we have been privileged. The people before, they never had it what we are having. So my brother, you see, we come into the closing time of the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
The others that are gone are waiting for us.
Amen.
My brother, tonight, how many will pour out whatever is not right in their heart?
Amen.
pour it out.
Amen.
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 The Holy Spirit will tell you, pour them out. Say, Lord, tonight, musicians, will you come? Pour everything out. And he said, the prophet said, he's here.
Amen.
In the building tonight.
Amen.
To fill any heart that will pour out the world.
Amen.
He's here to fill it. Amen.
Amen.
My brother, I'm going to pour my own out. I've got one or two things I see is not right in my life.
Amen.
I'm going to pour it out because I want to be sure that I have received the baptism of the Holy
Amen.
Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. My brother, every day I will cry, Lord, I want to receive it. Every day I will cry. I feel I have it or it's there, but I will make sure that
Amen.
I don't miss it.
Amen.
So I say, Lord, fill me. Every day I will say, Lord, fill me.
Amen.
Amen.
To Jesus,
when we are coming to the time of prayer like this, when the songs come, let's sing it from within, from your heart, not from our mouths, but from our hearts, that we mean everything that we are singing.
His presence daily.
I surrender.
Oh,
my Lord.
I surrender. Savior, I surrender. give myself to
said here that in the past they were walking in shadows of the law, but today we don't walk by the shadows of the law. We walk by the power of the resurrection. We walk by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, which is our true seal, our true comforter,
amen,
our true advocate,
amen,
that we have been born from above, peculiar and odd people,
amen,
and taking God at His word,
amen,
taking God at His word, and calling everything else wrong,
amen,
God's word right.
Amen.
Oh my.
Amen.
That's what the Holy Ghost is. Taking God at His word. We are a peculiar people. We have been born from above. And everything we call them wrong, only the word is right.
Amen.
Brethren, tonight, the Holy Spirit is not a dead something. It is a quickening power.
Amen.
And if that Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal body.
Amen.
And you begin to bear the fruits of the Spirit.
Amen.
The past things of your life are gone.
Amen.
And you sure don't have desire in them anymore. Even the worldly songs, this is something from me here. Even the worldly songs you so much love will not sound any more sweet.
Amen.
From your heart begins to flow the songs of Zion.
Amen.
Brethren, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, as we heard the other time, that is a seal. And it is not sealed you from one revival to another revival, but it seals to you.
Amen.
Eternal.
Amen.
It's eternity.
Amen.
You are sealed.
Amen.
And the prophet said, when you are sealed, there is no exit and there is no entrance. You can never go away because it's the Holy Spirit that what has overshadowed you. You are sealed. There is no entrance for you. And there's no way. There's no exit. And there's no way that there is any sin can enter. Because it is sealed. Until the day of your redemption. Brethren, let's pour. Whatever is in us tonight, that is not right before the Lord. The prophet said, he is here tonight in this building, ready to fill any heart that will pour out the world, that will pour out sin, that will pour out mistakes, that will pour out and be sincere the things that are not right. He's here to fill the vacuum that has been created. The song that we sang, if you really follow it closely, the words are so great. So great, my brethren. I surrender. I surrender. Let's pour out tonight. Brethren, let's pour out. Pour out. Pour out. He's here. Just pour out. Pour out. All the dirty things, pour them out. Undesirable things, pour them out. This is from your prophet. We know who he is.
God, most gracious Jesus, we come before thee, Lord, even upon this time. Father, we are grateful, Father, for every opportunity that we can come even into the presence of the Comforter. Father, knowing indeed, Lord, Father, oh Father, that is life's utmost desire.
Said, if you keep my word.
Father, the saints of old desired, Lord Savior, Father, this day.
Because so Lord, help me to keep your word.
Day, Lord Savior, when, Lord Father, you would
help me to keep
Father,
your word.
Thine word, even in our hearts, oh God. Lord Savior, Lord, and today, Lord, we live in that day when your word.
Because
Father,
he
Lord,
said,
Lord,
if you keep my word.
Even upon the tables of our heart, Lord.
I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter. He will give you the comforter.
Even amidst my heart, that I would not sin against thee, O God. Father, Lord, and when thine word, Lord, is in Lord Savior, that I pray, Lord, and look unto thee, Lord Savior. Make a way, Lord, even in that way, Lord, set I pray. Father, guide us today. Shepherd us, Lord, even upon this night day, we pray. Father, you be glorified, you be lifted, Lord, even above all. Father, we're grateful unto thee, Lord, for this opportunity that we can come into the presence of the Comforter. You comfort us, Lord Savior, and you be comforted, Lord Savior. Our praise be to you, Savior, we pray in Jesus.
Hey, brethren, it wasn't easy for the apostles, the disciples, that day when Christ was to leave them. They were desperate. He said, Lord, so when are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel? But Jesus said, the hour no one knows the hour. But receive this first, that ye receive power, so that you could be witnesses unto me. From here, go back to Jerusalem and be praying, so that you receive the power. My brethren, it wasn't easy for the disciples. They never knew when it would come, how it would come, how long it would take. They went into the upper room. They kept his commandment. Amen. They kept his commandment. Said, move not out from Jerusalem until you have received it. And they kept that commandment. They kept his word. And truly, the word, the promise was fulfilled. They received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Brethren, it is not only when we meet together here that we go to the school of neology. Letting the school of neology be in our closets. Let's continue, brethren, to cry each and every day, Lord, we need the Holy Spirit. Because it is only by that will keep you in remembrance to do the right thing. It is only the Comforter that will teach us the things, will reveal things to us. It's by the Comforter that will guide us, so that our life will reprove this world of sin. It will prove to the world that our Lord, He was righteous. He is not a dead God. He is a living God. And that righteousness is in us. Let's reprove the world, our life reprove the world, and judge the world by our language, by our life, by our fruits. Holy Spirit, Lord, sweep over us, Lord. Sweep over us, Lord. Sweep over this church from the pulpit to the pews. From the elderly to the children, even the unborn, in the name of Jesus Christ. Because, Lord, we know that there were children in their wombs and they had received the Holy Ghost even before they were born. Lord, it's our prayer tonight. We want it, Lord. We've poured out the world tonight. We've poured out all those things that are not right. Lord, we have been sincere to ourselves. We have confessed, Lord. And according to what the prophet said, Lord, we believe it that you are here tonight to fill every heart that will pour out the word. Lord, fill the vacuum now in the name of Jesus Christ. Touch us once more, Lord. As you touch the prophet, and every iniquity was taken away. You filled him and you made him what he was brought up onto the world for. I'm talking about the prophet Isaiah. Lord, touch us once more, Lord. Let the fire, O God, from the altar touch our lips, Lord. Amen. That it will sanctify our lips, amen, Lord. Amen. To circumcise our lips, Lord. Amen. That when we speak, oh God, amen, we speak oracles. Hallelujah. We speak love. Amen. Lord, we thank you tonight. As many that were not able to come, Lord, Father, touch them wherever they are.
Amen.
Our wives and children home, Lord, touch them, Lord. Touch our little ones, Lord. We plead, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let the advocate, O God, always plead for us. We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory.
Amen.
Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Can I give you something so that we call our precious brother? Francois to come and close the church. Just give us one song and we will move on to our next. Why was the Holy Spirit given for? The Holy Spirit was given for what? So that we will know what we need to, the works that we need to what to do. We have received them. Then the purpose. Let's know the purpose for which it was given to us. Amen. So that we begin to what? Act in that way. To live that way. Amen. The purpose it was given for.
In the fire and faith in the sun, faith in the Holy Ghost, these three the one. Demons will tremble and sinners to wake faith. Jehovah makes everything faith in the Father and faith in the Son, faith in the Holy Ghost, these three are one. Demons tremble and sinners awake. Faith in Jehovah can anything change. Faith in the Father and faith in the Son. Faith in the Holy Ghost gives a one. Demons will tremble and sinners awake. Faith in Jehovah can anything shake. Faith in the Father and faith in the Son. Faith in the Holy Ghost is three are one. Demons will tremble and sinners awake. Faith in Jehovah can anything shake.
Let's bow our head. Father, once again tonight, we humble ourselves.
Amen.
We humble our heart before Thee, Father, surrendering everything at the foot of the cross. Because when You die,
amen,
is to take away our sin.
Hallelujah.
And to fill us with Thy Holy Spirit. Father, we have emptied our soul tonight according to Thy word, Father, that You shall fill us with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Father, because that are the seal unto the destination. Oh, Father, You says when You were here on earth in the form of man, that no man can come unto Thee except Thy Holy Spirit, which the Father draw unto You, Father. And You have convinced our heart tonight that why we are in this place, Father. If it wasn't because of that, we should be in different place. And You, prophet, tell us you don't make a half Christian. You make full Christian, Father. You have called us, Father, and the adoption of the Son and daughter of God, Father. That the only way we can be adopted is by filling us with the Holy Spirit, Father. Where we have stopped the work of the Holy Spirit in our life, Father, through our words, through our act, through our deed, Father, we ask You to forgive us, Father, and to put all our sins under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that this night be a night of an experience, Father, that when we come back next time, we should say that night something has taken place inside of our soul, Father. Because we are needy people, we come here especially, Father, for the healing of the soul, Father. Because we know that we can get everything of this world, but it will pass away, Father. The most important is our soul to be sealed unto destination, Father. And through the preaching of Thy word, Father, You have shown clearly Thy word, Father, that something needs to be empty before You could refill it, Father. That why we empty ourselves tonight and we put away all the desire of the things of this world, Father, and everything that doesn't confess Your name inside of our life, We ask you the consuming fire, which is the Holy Spirit, should come down and consume even the very roots of sin in our life, Father, that you may make our heart your dwelling place. Father, bless every soul that is present here tonight, Father. We have many requests, Father. Some of them are heavy to be mentioned before the people, Father. But you know each of us' heart, Father. Because you can discern even the intents of our heart, Father. And we lay all our heart tonight before thee, Father. That you shall grant our desire according to thy will, Father. Because we know that your will is perfect. That why we ask that your will shall come inside of our life, Father. Father, we want to dismiss from this place to our various places, Father. We ask that the angel of the Lord shall go before us, Father. That where the enemy has planned evil for us, himself shall fall in those snares, Father. Oh, Father, we trust and believe according to thy word. You say that everything that you shall ask in my name, it shall be given unto thee, Father. We didn't ask you anything wrong. We ask that your kingdom, Father, shall be in us, Father. Shall be established in each of us' heart, Father. As we leave this place, Father, we shall have, Father, a very testimony from inside of our heart. Shall testify that the Spirit of God is living in us, Father. That we shall say like Paul, that no longer I live, but Christ in me, Father. That is the desire of each of us, Father. Those who are not able to make it, Father, you know the reason, Father. We ask you, Father, to give them strength, Father, where the strength is needed, Father. If there's a problem, Father, we ask you to give solution, Father. And we ask you that you shall give virtue to thy servant that you have used tonight, Father, to come with thy word, Father. He has put himself aside, Father. We ask you that you shall restore virtue, Father, and shall give him more inspiration, Father, and more revelation of thy word, that each time when he stand here, we shall hear from above, Father. But because when we come here, we don't come to see one another. We come to hear from thee, Father. And we thank you because tonight you have spoken to us, Father. We commit everything at thy hand. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
I think because of who you are.
My voice and sing.
because of who